We're doing the Shet HaRan. The Ran had said that there is the task of the court, and the court's main job is to make the people spiritual to the point that they connect to their Ribono Shel Olam. And that, said the Ran, is the task of the court. The fact that the court will sometimes have to rule in accordance with the needs of the time is not really their main task. When they do that, they're filling in the place of the king. The king is the one that's supposed to understand the time and give a ruling that matches the time. But the courts are responsible for giving the rulings of the Torah and connecting the people to the Torah. That's what the Ran had said. Now, the Ran said, when the people requested a king, part of what they were trying to do was change the whole system. They were saying, let's have a king instead of the judicial system of judges. That's what was wrong with their request. Their idea that the king will judge us, that the king will replace the judicial system, that was where Shmuel was upset at them. And that's why Shmuel said, you're supposed to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam through the ways of the Torah, through the judges. You're not supposed to have a king that takes over the whole legal system, and in so doing, you're basically veering away from the Torah. The king is the one that has the power to fill in the gaps and make the exceptions to the rule. You can't say, I want a king, and from now on everything's going to be an exception. The king will rule based on his understanding, and we basically veer away from the system of the Torah. That's wrong. That's why Shmuel was upset at them, because they wanted to transfer the judicial system to the king, which was in effect transferring away from living the way of the Torah, transferring away from a judicial system that ensures the way of the Torah, and the king would just fill in the gaps and deal with the exceptions. Their request was inappropriate in that sense. That's why Shmuel says you should have chosen something which would make you more spiritual, more connected to the Ribono Shel Olam, v'mishpat ha-shoftim. And that is when you have judges judging you, as the pasuk says, mishpat tzedek. They're going to judge the way of the Torah, which is the righteous way. You shouldn't have asked for a king whose major responsibility is to rule in accordance with his understanding, less than with the way of the Torah. The king doesn't have to answer to anyone when he kills someone. The court has to answer to the Torah. The court has to deal with the system. You should have wanted that system and you don't. That's the prime difference between a judge and a king. The judge has to work within the system of Torah. The king doesn't have to answer to the Torah. The Torah gives him that license that if he sees fit, he can kill someone. If he sees fit, he can put someone in prison. He doesn't have to justify his actions to the Torah. The Torah says, your job as king is to fill in the gaps. Do according to your understanding. You run the system of society. Okay, that's only to fill in the gaps. But the major judicial system has to work with the system. That's why the Torah keeps saying, you the king, be careful. You better have a Torah that you're learning all the time. Mm-hmm. Being that the Torah entrusts you to use your judgment and how to punish people, so then the Torah says, you better really know Torah well, so that it all stems from a pure heart. V'yavoimo, Torah says, wherever you go, the king has a mitzvah to carry a sefer Torah with him. V'zehu amro, that's why the Torah says, v'yachashivto al kisei mamlachto v'chatavlo. The Torah says, when the king sits on his throne, he has a special mitzvah to write another sefer Torah, aside from the first one he had, v'aitaimo, and the second sefer Torah should be in a small form. He carries it with him wherever he goes. V'karavo kol yamei chayav, and his whole life, he has to be reviewing that Torah. Leviltirum levavo me'echav. He shouldn't be arrogant. He's the king. He's entrusted with all this. Learn Torah so that he doesn't become arrogant at his brothers. Ulviltisum in amitzvah, so that he doesn't veer away from the Torah. Kloma, what the Torah is saying is, shemitoch shamelech ve'sheinenu mishuban mishpatei Torah k'mo shofet. The king sees. He's given license by the Torah. He's not bound to the rules of the Torah the way a judge is. So then, tzricha zacha mehuba. He needs a special warning. No judge gets this warning. Hey, carry around the Torah wherever you go. Review it your whole life. Judge has to know Torah in order to rule. It's obvious. The king gets a special warning. Why? Torah says, if I'm giving you license, then I have to make sure you're a pure person. You have to be a kind person. You have to work with the system of the Torah. So the Torah says, review. Review and be connected to the Torah always. That's why he needs a special warning. Levilti yasumin amitzvah yimin u'smol, to ensure that with that license, he doesn't veer from the way of the Torah to the right or the left, ulviltiyachum levavo me'echav, and he shouldn't be arrogant to his brothers, mipnei yecholet hagadol shenatan lo Hashem yitbarach, specifically because the Torah gave him such power. Aval bashofet lo tzach lechol alelo azarot, the judge doesn't need all these warnings, lefi sheicholto mugbal kfi mishpat haTorah, because the judge is limited. The judge works within the system of the Torah. That's why the Torah says, judges, they rule in righteousness. In other words, they rule and they have to justify their ruling from the Torah. A king doesn't have to justify his ruling. That's why a king who's filling in the gaps has all these warnings to be pious. That's why it was wrong of the people to ask that the judicial system transferred to the king. When they asked for a king, they said, we want a king who will also run the judicial system. That was why Shmuel got upset at them. He said, no, a king doesn't belong in the judicial system. A king is a separate system.